This is Today in History for August the 19th. On this day, in 1991, Soviet hardliners stunned the world by announcing that Mikhail Gorbachev had been removed from power. And speaking of coups, on this day in 1953, a CIA-assisted coup overthrew the government of Iran. The Iranian military, with the support and financial assistance of the United States, overthrew the government and reinstated the Shah of Iran. Iran remained a solid Cold War ally of the United States until a revolution ended the Shah's rule in 1979. On this day in 1812, during the War of 1812, the United States Navy frigate Constitution defeated the British in a furious engagement off the coast of Nova Scotia. Witnesses claim that the British shot merely bounced off the side of Constitution as if the ship were made of iron rather than wood. By war's end, Old Ironsides destroyed or captured seven more British ships. On this day in 1934, Adolf Hitler becomes the president of Germany. Already chancellor, he is elected president of the German Republic in an unprecedented consolidation of power in the short history of the Republic. And on this day in 1909, the first race is held at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Built on 328 acres of farmland, 5 miles northwest of Indianapolis, Indiana, the speedway was started by local businessmen as a testing facility for Indiana's growing automobile industry. The idea was that occasional races at the track would pit cars from different manufacturers against each other. After seeing what these cars could do, spectators would presumably head down to the showroom of their choice to get a closer look. The rectangular 2.5 mile track linked four turns exactly 440 yards from start to finish by two long and two short straight sections.
Indianapolis Speedway is a sentimental place for all its accent on technical excellence and harsh reality.
Lady and gentlemen, start your engine.
In that first five-mile race, 12,000 spectators were on hand. Racing was born at the Brickyard, August 19th, 1909, on this day in history.